Hey, this is Na DeRosa, class of 2003.
And I am Heather Clark, class of 2003.
Something we were talking about today that's a memory we'll never forget as a class is our senior ditch days. We took a senior ditch day, didn't do a prank on the field, and instead of doing the pranks, we took a second ditch day. And we were laughing about how the faculty were so hard on us for it and were so insulted that we did that. But it's a memory that, you know, I enjoy and we had a lot of fun, and so be it.
I guess I would share a memory from the opposite end of the time at Kate, and that was living in 25 House as freshmen and navigating the experience of having roommates and really the beginnings of building a chosen family, I think, happened during those years of hating the woman we were living with and then loving her and back and forth and now just having so many moments to laugh about of almost killing each other and still being friends now. I had Mama Ellis first, who, of course, is very famous. And then I had Lisa Holmes.
Oh, Ross Robbins, 100%. I adore him. I had the greatest time in our creative writing class together. And one thing I remember about him that then was different in my college courses when I did creative writing workshops was that he insisted on reading all of our pieces, and he just was very straightforward and clear about it and said, I'm going to read this better than you, so I'm going to read all of the pieces. And he did a tremendous job, and we just had so much fun and we shared so much, and that was one of my favorite, I think it probably was absolutely my favorite class that I took at Kate, and Ross Robbins is my hero.
Dave Mokel had a huge impact on me. I took AP Environmental Science with him junior year, and it shaped my entire career trajectory. I taught high school environmental science for many years, was an environmental science major, and now train teachers in how to make climate change instruction more engaging, to kind of imagine more just socio-ecological futures for our planet.
Yeah, he was new on the block when we came, when we were sophomores, or no, freshmen?
We both babysat Gracie and Carson.
Yes, yes.
And Benny, I guess.
Yeah. What do I remember about him? He was very fair-minded. I remember him trailblazing a new direction for the school and a lot of growth for the school. I think he's done a lot of amazing work and has just elevated Kate. I think that Kate was always a very prestigious school and had, I think, a bit of a hippie-ish sort of flair before and up to our time. And I think Ben has really focused it to be the powerhouse that it is.
Yeah, I remember when they phased out APs and the way that he explained the logic of you can go take a generic A-push class literally anywhere in the country, but if you come to Kate, you're going to take Lincoln with Newsom, and it's going to be different, and it's going to be unique, and it's going to be one, you know, world-class, one-of-a-kind. And it just was such a no-brainer decision, and it was just so authentic to what I think Kate's academic and intellectual mission is. That it felt like the experience we were having here, just with a different label, and it felt like he was really bringing that truth of the spirit and the culture to the rigor and the structure and the systems level of the school as well. Yeah, I would say one thing we were also talking about today is the soft skills that we have developed here and at the, you know, prestigious colleges that we went to afterwards, and to not overlook that and to really create a very powerful support network, because mental health is a major issue, and you have to build that. You have to be able to advocate for yourself and ask for help. And seek that out. And Kate, I think, brings a lot of that right to students, but making sure that self-care is at the forefront of of everything that students are doing.
Take risks. That's what I would say to any person, actually, but especially a new student at Kate, take risks. It's hard to start a new school, be away from home. I would say by taking risks is talking to someone that it makes you a little nervous to talk to, or speak in class and say that idea that's brewing in your mind, even if you don't know whether it's really going to land. So speak your thoughts. It's an exercise for you to learn and grow and try out new friendships and relationships, and don't worry about feeling dumb. I think there's a lot of pressure to be correct when you're a student at Kate, you know, grammatically, factually, etc. See, that wasn't a word, and that I just made it up. No. Thank you. So I think there's a lot of nerves for Kate students who are such high-achieving, high-potential people to appear dumb. So forget about it. Just have fun.
My only regret from Kate comes from senior year. I didn't go on Denison's American Wilderness trip at the end. I went on the week of wherever we just fart around on the beach. I don't know what they make us do. Like, so we're not bothering kids taking finals, and I deeply regret it. And it was like I was sinking my claws into my friendships rather than enjoying what this place had to offer for me. And that was silly because my friendships were already cemented and strong, and I didn't need another week next to this woman because I'm still sitting next to her 15 years later. I should have kept taking everything that Kate wanted to share with me, because that opportunity will never come again.